Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Goodness gracious, oh me, oh my, we have the most amazing guest expert on tonight with you, with me, right here, right now. This is going to be one of the best shows we have ever had. I kid you not. The value is going to be oozing out of this man's pores and right into you, and you'll integrate it, and you will just be better for it. I can't wait. I'm excited. He's a great guy, has a lot of fun. You know him. He's Robert Raymond Riopelle, the man, the myth, the legend, triple R, R cubed, the man. Here we go. The Mind Body Business Show. What is that all about? For those of you that may not be aware, have never heard of it, real quick, it's about what I call the three pillars of success. You know, I've been on this planet, circled the sun about 54 times or so, going on 55 and looking forward to everyone beyond it. And what I've learned over that time was to focus on people who succeed rather than those who fail. And I used to focus on both. And years ago, I decided, made that decision, well, I'm done with that. Let's focus on those that are succeeding, because I learned that when you model success, you soon then see it and achieve it. And so what I did was I started hanging around and following successful people. I worked with one such individual, a mentor of mine, who was very successful. And I learned an untold amount of incredible information, experience, everything that went with it. And what I found in meeting all of these successful people, they seem to have three things in common. And three things in common, as you might guess, were mind, being mindset, that's number one. The mindset is the foundation to everything in your life, not just business, also your personal life. And when you are able to master your own mindset for the better, to serve you better, then you will see incredible changes for the better happening in your life and those immediately around you. I kid you not, it's amazing. And there's body. What is that all about? It's exactly what you might think. It's staying true to yourself and staying in shape, exercising, and eating the right foods, nutrition. It's fueling your body. So I like to say the mind and body are a team. And even more importantly, the mind and body are your team. And then thirdly, of course, business. Business is a multifaceted animal, so to speak. There are things like marketing, sales, team building, systematizing, many facets of business. And as you master each of those phases, you then become a master at business. And when you get to the point of coming close to mastering or achieving mastering all three, then you are operating at what I like to call a peak level of performance. Hence the name of the company, Reach Your Peak. That is what Mind Body Business is all about. And this show is all about bringing on experts like Robert who bring value in sometimes one, two, or all three of those categories. I know Robert is in every single one of those. We're going to have a great time talking about that tonight so that you can see someone like him who is extremely successful. And if all you did was take notes like you're going to very voraciously tonight, I know you are, aren't you? Get out that pad of paper and pen, or get out the notepad, whatever it is, your choice of note-taking is. Get ready to take notes, because listen to what this man says. When I bring him on, I promise he's coming soon. When I bring him on, you'll want to take notes. You'll want writer's cramp. Your hand must hurt by the end of this show. And if it doesn't, then maybe you haven't done enough note-taking, because I'll guarantee the value will be there. And now Robert's in the wings going, my God, he's building me up so much. I have to really hit it tonight. He will. He's an amazing guy. I can't wait for you to meet him. I really can't. And I'm holding him off on purpose because, well, just to make him wriggle in his seat a little bit. I'm kidding. We're having fun. So one of the things beyond modeling others and those three patterns that I noticed for success, many years ago, I remember sitting in another mentor's office. And by the way, mentors are very important. And Robert talks about that in his book. We'll talk about that a little bit. Mentors are very important. And this mentor of mine called me out, flew me out back east. We had a deal to put in play, a contract to sign, etc. And it was in, Maryland. I always get the East Coast always baffles me. There's too many states over there. But I was there in his corner office for 2 days. You know, big, massive office, beautiful couch, everything you needed. And at one point, I'm sitting on the couch. I don't remember if it was day one or day two. And I remember he was talking to me, standing up, looking down while I'm sitting. So I'm looking up at him like this. And he said, "Brian, you know, it just amazes me. If people only just did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they would all be super rich." And so, okay, now I'm leaning forward. Okay, tell me, what is that all about? And at that moment, he kind of turned away from me, walked back to the wall behind him, in front of me, and there was a cabinet, floor to ceiling, two handles, two doors, and he grabbed both, looking back at me, and flung the doors open. And what I saw was very similar to what you see behind me. And that was shelf after shelf after shelf of books. And now we're not talking, you know, fiction books. We're talking like business books, self-help books, personal improvement, mindset books. Everything was in there. And I just looked at him and I was in disbelief. And I made a huge mistake at that moment in my life. I discounted his advice. I completely ignored it. I did not read a book for years. And it was a big mistake. Because thankfully, years later, I met my next mentor who walked the walk and talked the talk. Both talked the talk and walked the walk the other way around. And one day I was in his house. I used to work with him on a regular basis and helped train from his stage at his seminars, half of his seminars. It was an amazing experience. And I was at his house and he's walking around with headphones on. I said, "Hey, what are you doing, man?" And he's like, what do you mean this?" I go, "Yeah, what are you doing?" He goes, "Oh yeah, I'm listening to a book." I said, "What?" Now Audible was pretty brand new by then, so I didn't really know what was going on. He's like, "I'm listening to a book." I said, "How do you do that?" He goes, "Well, it's this app called Audible." I said, "Oh my gosh. And this is my mentor. He's walking around all the time listening to books. Okay, there must be something to this whole reading thing." So I quickly got on Audible, started reading voraciously, and it became my favorite mode of reading, which was listening. You know, if I were to take a book and open it up, which I attempted too many times, I would open it up and start reading, and my eyes started fatiguing. I started getting tired. I started getting bored because I'm starting to get sleepy and lose energy. Well, I found that if I listen, I can really, really hang on to every word much better. And the Audible app gives you a means to tap a ribbon on the app directly the second you hear something that is important or something you want to go back to and revisit later, and it's called a bookmark. And so what I'd like to do now is head on over to a segment of the show I appropriately named, you probably guessed it, bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, Reach Your Peak Library. You see it right there on my left. And by the way, for those of you watching and listening, either live or recorded, either way, do not, I implore upon you, do not go and check out these resources as we give them to you live during the show or while you're listening now. Don't do that. Rather, take notes. And you can come back and go to those resources at a later time. So write down the URLs, the domain names, the book titles, etc. And then after the show's over, because those who stay in the room are those that get the impact. Have you ever been to a seminar and you leave the room, maybe even go to the bathroom, or you needed to take that all-important call, and then you come back and you find out, what's going on? I know I missed something. Everybody's like going nuts. And I just missed probably the most valuable part of the whole part. It could have changed my life. So you don't want to fall into that habit or be that person. Stay with us the whole time. Write notes. And I kid you not, write a lot. You'll see me writing notes. I'll show them to you later. And I'm running this whole thing. So if I'm writing them, you have no excuse, okay? All right. You reach your peak library. Real quick, what I'm going to do is just let you know that I built this site personally. And I built it for a specific person in mind. And that person was you. That's right, you. The one watching right now. The one listening on the podcast. It was for you. For entrepreneurs and business, people who are interested in getting into business, or those who are interested in improving where they are currently in business. And what this is all of these are books I personally read and vetted. Not every book made this list. Only those that had a profound impact on my life were in this list. Roberts is soon to be added because I just read his Kindle version, and I'm kind of nudging him to start with, you know, get the Audible version out. And I know he's going to now because now it's everywhere. Everyone's hearing it. The pressure's on, Robert. Sorry. I can see him. You can't see him yet. He's kind of giggling. I love this guy. So this is a complete library that I put together for you. And the reason is because I would search and look for books, and I would start out by only reading books that were referred to me by someone I trusted, that I knew that their value systems were congruent with mine, etc. And well, that took some time to find enough books because I wasn't always talking to people about books. So then I began compiling a list of my own as I read them, as I got these references, and then I get more and more and more now, and especially having the show, people like Robert, his own book, books that Robert's read, I write them all down, and then I go buy them immediately, and then they're all in my library ready to be read. So I implore you to do the same, because I cannot tell you how reading books has changed my life. There, I said it. I said it. So what we're going to do is we're going to play one such bookmark by a gentleman that Robert, I think, knows a little bit. His name is T. Harv Eker, an amazing guy, amazing. Oh, my gosh, a juggernaut of the seminar industry. I've heard so much about him. This is one of my, I kid you not, one of my all-time favorite books, and it's one of my most recent reads. And we're just going to play a snippet for 1 minute or so. So go ahead and take notes from this amazing genius of a man who knows all about what it takes to have a millionaire mindset. Here we go. Listen closely.
Rich people hang out with winners. Poor people hang out with losers. Why? It's a matter of comfort. Rich people are comfortable with other successful people. They feel fully worthy of being with them. Poor people are uncomfortable with highly successful people. They're either afraid they'll be rejected or they feel as if they don't belong. To protect itself, the ego then goes into judgment and criticism. I hope you get the point. Instead of mocking rich people, model them. Instead of shying away from rich people, get to know them. Instead of saying, "Wow, they're so special," say, "If they can do it, I can do it." Eventually, if you want to touch a millionaire, you'll be able to touch yourself. Now, place your hand on your heart and declare, "I model rich and successful people. I associate with rich and successful people. If they can do it, I can do it." And go ahead and touch your head and say, "I have a millionaire mind."
And we'll stop it there. Oh, T. Harv Eker, just this book, it's nonstop gold. I mean, this was one of those books that rarely keep my full attention all the way through it. It wasn't a short read. It wasn't a super long read. But it was long enough to literally be one of those that you could, you know, lose attention if it wasn't jam-packed full of just unbelievable gold nuggets throughout. It is amazing. I highly recommend you pick that one up for sure. And the gentleman I'm about to bring on might recommend it as well. We'll find out in just a moment, because guess what? I'm done talking. It's time to bring on our special guest expert.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. It is the one, the only, Robert Raymond Riopel, R-Cubed, the man himself. How are you doing, Robert?
Hey, Brian, I'm doing awesome, and I'm so happy to be on this call with you. I was just enjoying watching how you set everything up, how you cue it. I'm agreeing with almost everything you say and just having a blast with it. So I am very happy to be here.
Oh, thanks, my friend. I am truly interested to find out what the almost part's about, because I'm always learning, and I love differing opinions to do that, to stretch. So if that comes to mind and you have that, let's take a look at that in a moment. But before we go in, if you don't mind, I want to really quick remind our audience that's watching live that they have the opportunity to win a 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico, compliments of my good friends at powertexting.com. So stay on to the end, and we'll reveal how you can enter to win that trip. We have a winner every single show, and it's amazing. And by the way, it's a legitimate vacation stay, you are not going to be, in other words, pitched on a timeshare or anything like that. It's your vacation. You get to stay unencumbered by all that fun. So now.
I'm going to listen to see how I win.
Let's bring on this man officially and indoctrinate him into the Mind Body Business Show. Robert Raymond Riopelt. He is an international author, app designer, entrepreneur, and transformational trainer that has had the privilege of personally impacting the lives of over 500,000 people from around the world so far. I love that part. With his high energy and heartfelt style, Robert shows people how to elevate their success by keeping his information real, relevant, and repeatable. Using exactly what he teaches, Robert was able to go from being over $150,000 in debt to retired and financially free at the age of 32. And now he's just 33. It's pretty awesome. And so with that, you know, I wanted to dig a little deeper, Robert. I mean, that's a great intro. There's so much more behind who you are than that quick intro gives us. And I guess to give people a great idea is maybe to find out what is the thing that, you know, everybody gets up in the morning and their feet hit the floor, at least we hope, and their feet hit the floor. And at that moment, you know, we're still a little foggy, a little groggy, but there's something that drives us to get up and move forward and tackle the day. And I was just curious, what is it that motivates you at that moment, that why, that keeps you going each and every single day to achieve the monumental success you have thus far?
Well, you know, Brian, for me, number one word in my whole dictionary, my whole vocabulary, is the word passion. Mm. And, you know, my passion is what drives me, because passion is that important. But I'm going to let you know, passion isn't enough. It's not the whole thing. So I also still, like you, I have the good days, I have the not so good days. So for me in the morning, I'm always aware of what's going on in my head. What's my first thought of the day? And if it's negative or non-supportive in any way, I grab it quickly. I get rid of it so that I can replace it with a thought that moves me forward. Because there's days I wake up and I'm like, I just don't want to get up. I feel like crap or whatever it is. And I'm like everybody else. So one of the things I want people to understand right away is, Brian, I am no different than anybody else. I may have less hair than some people, like yourself, but we all came from the same place. We're going back to the same place. And it's something that in the audible part of Harv's book that you you let your listeners listen to, when he talks about if they can do it, I can do it. You know, I'm going to kind of dive in. That's one of the things that I don't totally agree with, because to me, that statement's actually incomplete. And for your listeners that don't know, I was one of Harv's very first protégés. I was actually the first person to ever teach his material other than himself. And I went on then to train almost all the trainers that teach his material around the world. And I actually have the one copy of Harv's book I really, really prize. It was a pre-print copy. The colors on the cover are even a little bit different. And it was before we ever launched the book in 2005. My wife and I are actually acknowledged in his book under his acknowledgments for the role we played in helping that book go to where it did. And so I love the book. And I, just like you, I live by it because of the fact the way it's changed lives. But the part where he says, if you can do it, or if they can do it, I can do it, that's actually incomplete to me. And it's something I talk about in my book, is that something that most people are missing is that word action. So it's not just if they can do it, I can do it. The question is, will you? Are you willing to do what rich and successful people are willing to do? And let me be clear, legal, ethical, and moral. I'm not saying, you know, be the bad rich person that you always seem to hear about. I'm talking about being a legal, ethical, moral person. Are you willing to read the books? Are you willing to actually take the action steps and learn what needs to be done, or to put it into practice? And it's something you and I were talking about before the show, like the setup you have, the systems you have, very few people will ever run a webinar like you do or a podcast like you do, because they have not put in the effort to learn it, but then do it and actually practice it, hone it, skill it, you know, looking at it, what's working, what's not working, what can I do a little bit different? So that's what puts you at the level you're at right now. is because of the fact that you're willing to put that work in. You looked at a mentor and said, if they can do it, I can do it. But then you put that crucial part in of, and I'm willing to. And that's what's setting you apart as an example from other people doing this kind of show.
You know, I could not agree more to the fact that it's the missing ingredient is often the big A, action. Yep. The moment I started taking action, because I didn't for a long, big part of my life, I didn't realize how important that part of it was. But the moment I started, that's when things began changing, and they began changing fast for the better. And, you know, like we were talking again off camera, it's you want to learn something, a skill, and then you want to do, which is that's the taking action part, put it in action, and to really integrate it at the deepest level, then teach it.
You
learn,
got it.
Do, teach. And yep. I love that. I live by that moniker as well. And there's no better recipe for taking action than those three things is learn. That's taking action in its own right. But then don't just learn. Like, how many times have people gone to a seminar and taken home that big pack of DVDs, if that still goes on these days, probably, and this or books and everything else. You know, you get this bag full of goodies because all the bonuses that were there, and you take it home, and that self-help ends up on a bookshelf and now becomes shelf help. Yep. And never gets touched. That's people that aren't taking action, that put in an investment. I mean, you're telling your subconscious good things by making that investment. Now take it to the next level and really turn that spark on by digging in. Get disciplined and pick out a certain time every single day, or at least so many days a week, that you put in your calendar, I am learning this stuff and I'm going to put it into action. Oh, off my soapbox. I love this. Yeah. I say this of other people, but really, I think more than anybody, Robert, you and I must be twins that were separated at birth, the way we think and talk.
You know, something's missing though.
Well, this is all fake, by the way. There's nothing here. It's real.
Ah, got it. Okay, cool.
No, I've never colored it yet, and I've not done any transplant yet. It's thinning. It's, you know, hey, it's all right. It's all good. Every day I'm above the ground, I don't care. Every hair is a good hair, but I don't need it. It's all right.
Yep. And, you know, going back to the original question, that's what gets me out of bed, is because the times where I don't follow my passion, I find I slide back into old negative non-supportive habits. Because it's easy to sit there and say, you know, I'm just going to sleep all day today. But I also make sure, though, to have that balance in my life, Brian. One of the things I do is I make sure I honor myself that there are days that I have that are called freedom days. You know, I just got back from 3 weeks overseas. And so my trip home was 28 hours of traveling. My wife and I have it set as a rule. The first day or 2 days that I'm back from a trip like that, those are our freedom days. If we don't want to get out of bed, we don't. It's not days to have to do business. It's not days to have to do anything but what we want to do to relax. We might want to watch some TV, whatever it is. And on this last trip, my dad picked me up at the airport. So we spent 2 days with my dad, who came and stayed with us at our house. And we did a Game of Thrones marathon, getting ready for season 8 to start. So that, and we don't feel guilty about it, because when it's time to be on, we're on. But the only way we can be on is by giving us time to have the relaxation when we need it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up, because oftentimes when the word discipline comes up, people often, including yours truly, go straight to disciplined in how we work. But it's just as important to utilize that same discipline in carving out time to play, to rest,
yes.
And yes. To basically reward yourself, but it also rejuvenates you. It recharges the batteries, because the most driven people on the planet cannot just work all the time. They have to have breaks, including you watching, yep, and listening, everyone. And, yep, and Robert as well. We're all human. And like Robert said at the beginning, he's no different than us. He is, though. I will say he is. And that is because of that big A, not that other word everyone's thinking of. Action. Come on, get your heads back in. Action. Because he's an action taker, has been, and he's crushing it. And I want to talk more about that in a moment. But you come off as an extremely positive individual, not just, and it's refreshing that even right now, live in front, face to face, you're the same way that I saw on your videos, when you're on stage. Every time I've seen or heard your face or your voice, there's always this very positive nature about you. And for those listening, And I wanted this to be personal for you when it comes to maintaining that positive, productive, successful mindset. Is there something you do on a regular basis to help you sustain that?
Well, I don't know if it's a technique I use, but it's something a mentor taught me. Mm. They said, Robert, you never know where you're going to meet your students. So you never should be worried about if they meet me away from the stage, are they going to see me different? So, you know, one of my biggest pet peeves, Brian, is because I've trained so many trainers and I've shared the stage with so many of the top presenters in the world, is unfortunately a lot of them are one way on the stage, but the moment you meet them off the stage, they are a completely different person. And that's not me. I want who you see on the stage is who I am. And so one of my biggest things to remind myself is that the greatest gift that I believe anybody can give this planet is to be authentic. Show up for who they are. And then that way you never have to worry about, oh, if someone sees me at the airport or someone sees me in a mall, are they going to think I'm a different person? You be you. And no matter who you are, some people are going to like you and some people aren't. And guess what? That's okay. That's because there's over 7 billion people on this planet. And this is coming from a former people pleaser. Oh my God. I thought I had to please everybody. And I was like that little lost dog, like, oh, like me, please. And when I was trying to be that way, I was pissing off a lot of the people I wanted to really get to know. But the moment I quit trying to please everybody, I said, look, here's me. And there's days where I get grumpy. Absolutely. I'm not always upbeat, but I remind myself that I'm going to focus on the things I want in life. And you said it earlier. You focus on learning from the positive people. And instead of focusing on the people that are non-supportive, that are negative, that are always the naysayers. And the, you know, this is one of the reasons I don't watch the news. Because look, research shows that for every 1 minute of negative information, it takes you 5 times. So 5 minutes of positive energy to just neutralize the 1 minute of negative. And so many people, we've been conditioned that we have negative coming at us so much, we wonder why we're having crappy days. So I've systematically made decisions of things that I won't listen to or watch because I choose not to put myself in that energy because it's a fight enough just to keep moving forward some days.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the way. So I guess one of the ways I do that to answer your question is, I eliminate things that I know would bring in negative energy to me. And that's very diligent on that.
And I love the point you made about, you know, be authentic, be yourself on stage and off. And if you don't like yourself now, you can change it. I did. I was a very negative person for most of my life until my late 40s when I learned incredible tools and processes that, you know, looking back, I'm like, I am so happy now. I felt like, you know, at the time I was 47 when I first started learning, and it was neuro-linguistic programming that started it all, NLP for short. And it just completely, absolutely, totally, and utterly changed my life. And I'm not a drama queen. I don't say that very often. And other than I just did earlier about books, but only twice. But NLP, that changed my life for the better. And I love talking to people now. Before I avoided it, I loved people all the time. I just didn't know the proper way to address them, to build rapport. Now I'm that guy in the elevator that starts talking first, not obnoxiously, just making casual conversation. And it's amazing that when people get off, they're typically smiling. They're not annoyed. So it's just fun to interact with people. And then most of all, to eventually at some point help them. And in that way, it's kind of helping them already. It brightens their day.
Yes.
You know, how many times Absolutely. You go up to say maybe a barista at Starbucks or something, you could tell they're in it. They're like, oh, you could just see their whole physiology and they're depressed or they're having a rough day. And you just come up and you say something to them. Hey, how you doing? Oh, thank you so much for, you know, whatever. Give them a compliment. And you just see this total shift like that. And you go, good. I made an impact on that person's life. I didn't have to charge for it. I don't need money for every time I help someone. In fact, it's more fun when you don't. No, it's not. It's more fun when you get money. we'll bleep that one out later. I'm just having fun. Yeah, so completely agree with you on all that. So we're talking about mind and mindset, which is kind of interesting, you know, that it's parallel with the topic of this show, the title. The next would be going in logically is talking about the body. You know, it's very important that everyone, not just entrepreneurs, but especially entrepreneurs, that you get in your exercise regularly and that you eat and drink very healthily. And how important to you, Robert, given you have an insane travel schedule, so I imagine it can be challenging. How important, though, is physical fitness to you, your business, and even your personal life?
It's everything. You know, without health, wealth is nothing. You know, and how many people have spent their whole life trying to create wealth, but only to get sick, and then they end up spending that whole wealth trying to heal themselves?
Yes.
So why does it have to be one or the other? So health is very important. And I, you know, I've mentioned this to you before we went live, that I learned it the hard way. When I started living my passion, I was overliving it. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was on stage, you know, 10, 12 hours plus a day, doing 30 to 40 major trainings, 50 major trainings a year, only at home on average 2 days a month. And because I wasn't standing on stage properly, I was always tired. So I didn't, you know, work out or try to take care of that health. I ended up herniating a disc and I went through two back surgeries. And, you know, I learned a huge lesson from that, that when I came out of retirement, that I would not go through that again. So for me, as an example, because I do long flights, walking is so important to me. I will, when I hit the ground and I land somewhere, even if it's in the morning, I won't go to sleep until that night to make sure I end up, you know, climatizing to the, or taking, adjusting to the time change. But I love to go walking. So many fitness centers are beautiful in the different hotels I stay in. So on days I'm not training, I like to go for a little workout. Days I'm training, I will not, I've learned this the hard way too, Brian, is I won't touch any kind of working out, because when I'm on stage, I put on average 25 to 35,000 steps a day when I'm on stage. And so, you know, I got into the ego the one time, I'm going to work out in the morning before I stepped on stage. By the end of the night, I was just wiped and my body paid for it. So, you know, I learned these little things. And so for me, walking is very important. But then getting in the little workouts, whether I'm traveling or at home, that's it. It's health. It's so important.
Yeah.
So important.
You said it perfectly about, you know, people will spend their entire life trying to manifest and achieve wealth. And then they spend the latter part of their life using that wealth to repair the damage done by not taking care of themselves. And, you know, talking about being on stage, it's amazing. When I first started doing it, I was like, I am wiped. I have nothing left. I am so exhausted. It's amazing how much energy it takes to speak from stage. I guess if you're passionate, it takes energy, right? If you're not, then it probably doesn't take much. But Robert, I can tell, is very passionate. I know I'm very passionate. And it's into helping the people that are in the audience. And it's crazy. I totally got it when you said, I don't work out on days I train. I'm like, holy moly, right? When you said that, I'm like, I couldn't imagine. You know, that's just from speaking from stage, and it takes energy. Just, you know, if you're not a speaker, if you're not speaking from stage, if you're not doing that, it still takes energy to get through the day and operate at a peak level. Do you want your business to operate at a peak level or a subpar level? All three are important, mind, body, and business, and we're talking about mind or body right now. And Robert just said it, health is everything. Double underline on my notes that I'm taking. I hope you're taking them as well. One of the things I know about being an entrepreneur, Robert, this has probably never happened to you, because, you know, you're just way the heck up there right now, is this concept of making sacrifices along the way to get there. You know, for you, it was probably just easy. You just got this silver spoon and said, snap your fingers, and I'm a success, and I'm traveling the world and training everywhere. It's been really fun. But seriously, if you could look back, and maybe even very recently, I don't know, maybe still, or maybe not, what kind of sacrifices do you recall having to make, or that you chose to make, to become a successful entrepreneur that you are now?
Yeah, Ryan, I don't know if I resonate with that word sacrifice, because, you know, what you focus on is going to expand. And so if you're focused on, I have to make sacrifices to be successful, you're actually going to attract crap into your life that you will have to get through just to be a success. So I don't know if sacrifice is the word I'd look at it. But I look at it as, what choices am I willing to make to get to where I want to go? Am I willing to step up and put in extra energy when the time calls for it, if at time? And so, yeah, there's been lots of times in my life, and I'll give you a recent one, was the beginning of this year. You know, I just shared with you, I went through two back surgeries. That was the last one, or both of them were in 2009. So it's been 10 years since I had the surgeries. But I'm very aware of my body now, and very seldom do I ever have issues with my back, even though, you know, I've gone through those two surgeries, and on my one disc, I have less than 20% of the disc left. And so I started my year off. I did a three-day event in Germany. From Germany, I flew to Sweden. And so I had a couple down days in between before I stepped on stage again and did 3 days in Sweden. And then I flew right to India for another three-day event in India. And something happened that hasn't happened in a long, long time. I finished my event in Germany. When I landed in Sweden, all of a sudden, my back started seizing up on me. And usually walking, one of the reasons I walk is because if I can walk fast, I can loosen my back up. But it was the middle of winter there. And the ice and snow, and it was cold. I couldn't get anywhere to walk the way I needed to. When I tried walking, I was sensing I was tensing up and making it worse. So I had to commit. I had to give myself permission to actually lay flat on my back for 2 days and not move. I had to be willing to make that choice so I could be there for the next event. Because I knew if I tried to force it, if I tried to muscle my way through or whatever, my body was going to pay, and then I wouldn't be able to do what I was there to do. So I don't know if you want to call it a sacrifice. I call it a choice. I chose to just lay flat, have any food I had ordered in by room service brought to me so I didn't have to get out of bed. And it was, I went through the mindset of beating myself up. I went through all the crap, you know, that people do. But then I had to quiet my mind and say, you know, no, this is a choice you're making to be able to do and live your passion. And so that's a tough choice I recently had to make. And I was willing to do it. And my body thanked me for it. By the time I needed to step back on stage, I was back in peak condition to do it and to really deliver for my students. So that's one that's recent, but towards success is when I was a student. I had never been in part of any kind of personal development. So all of a sudden I go to a three-day weekend by T. Harv Eker, Millionaire Mind Intensive. My wife walk into the event. We're $150,000 in debt. We're stressed out beyond belief. And my wife keeps coming up to me going, we've got to do more of his programs. And I'm like, no. She goes, yes, we are. I'm like, no. And she goes, yes, we are. And, you know, this year I celebrate 30 years of marriage, Brian, and I've learned the two most important words in a relationship. Yes, dear. And so we ended up, even though we couldn't afford it, we had a conversation and we made the decision that we would do whatever it took to sign up for all the programs. And here's what it took. We were franchisees of Domino's Pizzas at the time, and our businesses were barely making it. And the conversation my wife and I had were, okay, if we make this choice, that means we don't have money to buy food for the next little while. We'll have to eat at the store. We probably won't have enough money to go home every night for gas, so I'll have to start doing delivery drivings to earn tips so we can put food, fuel in the tank. Are we willing to do this? And we made the decision that we were willing to do whatever it took. And so we ate a lot of pizza, Brian. But I also got creative, and I made sure I had an arrangement with every restaurant around us that we could trade pizza for Chinese food, pizza for chicken, pizza for burgers, whatever we wanted we could trade pizza for. And there was a lot of nights we actually put hot bags on the floor under our ovens, and that's where we slept because we couldn't make it home to be able to then drive back the next day to run our store again. But because we made that choice, our life changed. 9 months later, we retired completely financially free at the age of 32 because we made that choice. So I don't look at it as a sacrifice.
I love it. I love the reframe of sacrifice to choice, right on point. And, you know, for everyone listening, you know, do you have to go through such hardship to achieve success? I guess it matters. It depends on where you are today. You know, thankfully, I've never been in such a dire situation, but I have, in a way. It wasn't financial. It was just being in a jail, corporate jail, right? And it felt so confining. And it, for each individual, I think it's different, but I think it's common, especially if they aspire to be successful outside of a corporate world or just on their own, period. And it does take, it takes that choice-making I remember so many times, so similar, Robert, where I was taking course after course after course, and it was costing a lot of money. And every time I took a course, though, I found the right person to take it from, I noticed massive results. And so I thought, as long as I'm getting results, I have to continue to go deeper into debt. Because to me, it's not a bad thing to invest in yourself that puts you in debt. It's a bad thing to invest in toys and things that you're going to throw away to go into debt, rather. In fact, I am so giddy when I make money for my business. It goes, most of it, right back, reinvest for more equipment, better shows, everything that goes into all of this. I reinvest nearly as much as, you know, probably too much, my wife would probably say. But I reinvest everything that I possibly can, because all I want to do is grow, and so I can serve more people. That's how you serve more people. That's how you get a bigger reach. That's one way anyway. So really, yeah, I really resonate with that, Robert. Totally, totally, totally. Now, so 32. So before that, so you were a Domino's franchisee. Before that, did you have a corporate, did you ever have a job, you know, like a 9-to-5? Never.
Yeah, well, no, yes, I did. Okay. The way I was raised is that, because I come from a very poor family, and you know, you mentioned earlier you're a cowboy when we were off screen, and where I live in Alberta, it's cowboy land here as well. So I think that's why you say we're brothers or something, right? And one of the things we were taught is when you grow up, you find a job that's going to be secure, and you do whatever gives you the most money. And back then, in the area I lived in, it was either work for the government, work for the city, or get a union job. Yeah. And so those are the things I was always looking for. Even though I hated unions, I watched one of my brother-in-laws, you know, 18 years working for a company, every 2 years on average, they were on strike for 3 to 4 months. And I pointed out at him the one time, I said, the amount of money you're losing every time you're on strike, you never make it back with a raise before you go on strike again. And he's like, I never thought of that. But this is the way I was conditioned, is you find a job that'll pay you the most money and you stay loyal and you work hard. Yeah. So that's what I was doing. But here in Alberta, we rely a lot on oil. And when oil prices are down, our economy doesn't do well. And so all of a sudden I get laid off from a job. They shut the factory down because oil prices are low and I need something to do. I'm newly married. I want to support my family. And so that's why I started delivering pizzas. One of my success principles that I live by, Brian, is that I am willing to start wherever I need to learn. So I don't care if I have to start cleaning toilets. Look, the way I became a trainer is I volunteered for 2.5 years straight at every event that T. Harv Eker put on. I actually became his personal assistant. I got his meals. I shined his shoes. I pressed his shirts if he needed it. I did whatever it took to be in that energy and learn every aspect of this business. So I started driving, delivering pizzas. From doing that, I was able to become a manager. And from a manager, my wife and I ended up buying our first Domino's pizzas, 2 stores, and we did it with no money of our own. And we became franchisees. And we started, you know, Domino's Pizza, you talk about a mentor. Tom Monahan, the founder of Domino's Pizza, when he created the program, 95% of franchisees started as drivers because you had to earn a franchise. You couldn't just buy a franchise. And that to me made it all the difference in the world. And so it was right in line with my values. So yeah, prior to being a trainer, my wife and I worked our butts off in jobs, anything that paid the highest. It wasn't until I learned the concept of doing what I'm passionate about and learning to make money doing that, instead of just what pays the bills or pays the most money. That's when my life changed, was with that one little switch.
That's phenomenal. I love this. And so many nuggets. And the one that really sticks out to me, that really stands out, is what you called one of your success principles, that you will start wherever you need to in order to learn. And that is such a great lesson. And we have such parallel lives, my friend. about 2 years for me as well. Running microphones, setting up audio equipment, working the back of the room, anything and everything. I didn't have to go and get, I did go get food and things like that. So yeah, pretty close. But yeah, it was to learn the trade. You know, what better way? If you want to get in the seminar industry, I mean, Robert, of course, right? if you want to learn it, you're not going to learn it in a book. You're not going to learn it in a class. You're going to learn it OJT, on-the-job training, baby. That's the best way. I learned so much just by being a part of it and understanding the dynamics and the flow and, you know, when certain things happened and when the breaks are, how long they are, when's the close start, when are they going to come to the bathroom. It's just blew my mind. It was awesome.
I saw a Facebook post that just summed it up so perfect for a couple months ago, so perfectly for me. It was two guys, and say their names were Jim and John. And it says, Jim has a psychology degree. John is an electrician, 4 years apprenticeship. Jim has $80,000 in school debt. John has none. Jim cannot find a job in his arena. John has an $80,000 a year job as an electrician. Jim thinks that anybody that didn't go to university is an idiot. John just cut off Jim's electricity for non-payment. And, you know, to me, apprenticeship is what's missing nowadays. Mm. Because everybody goes, I need to start at the top. Yes. I need to start. No, you've got to learn it. And, you know, that's why one of the things I love now doing with trainers, because I train so many of them, is I created an apprenticeship program. It's now a 4-year. They have to learn the training industry step by step by step, because you're going to find out the people very quickly, Brian, who really want it versus the people that don't. People that just say they want it. No, they just want all the fame and the fortune. They're not willing to do the work. And it won't last if you don't do the work.
Exactly. Oh, God. There's so many things popping in my head right now. I mean, oh, so many parallels. Because all the time I helped, none of us got compensated financially for anything. And I remember exactly what you're talking about. Others saying, hey, Brian, do you think it'd be okay if I approached him about me helping like you? I said, yeah, sure, go ahead. And, you know, kind of chuckle in the background. And then after they come to help one day and realize it's a lot of work, it's just as exhausting as speaking almost. And then they find out, wait, I don't get compensated for it? Okay, I'm done. Bye. And they walk away. It's like, wow, their loss. Because I look at it, that was an investment to me. I didn't have to pay for it. But yeah, I paid my time. I paid hotel for travel. I paid for, you know, anything on the road. And but for me, the cost was minimal compared to the reward, which was massive. Just unbelievable.
Well, let's put it into perspective. For 2.5 years of traveling, what did it cost my wife and I? Maybe between hotels, food, because like you, we're living in our RV, so had a little bit of flexibility. Maybe we spent about $40,000 in a 2.5 year period. And someone came to an event and they said, you know, I hope that Harv's paying you well for what you do. And I looked at him and said, I don't get paid a cent. And he got upset. He goes, how dare he? And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I said, did you go to university? He goes, yep. I said, how much it cost you? About $60,000. I said, how many years? 3. I said, I get why you're upset. You paid $60,000 to go to university for 3 years. I just saved $1 million, because for Harv to mentor me personally one-on-one would have cost me at least $1 million for 2.5 years of my own time and a little investment. And I just saved $1 million to get where I am today. I understand why you're upset.
Oh, man, you brought another memory back. I remember one person doing that to me too. It was like getting pissed off. And he was like defending me. He was on my side. Like, I can't believe he's taking advantage of you like that. I was like, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way at all. I wouldn't do it if I felt that way. So it's
all
just the opposite. It's amazing. This is fun. This is amazing. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. We only have 10 minutes. Come on now. That's not right.
You know, there can always be version 2. We can do a redo and come on and talk about more stuff. It's anything's possible, man.
Or we can just go another hour. You can miss your flight, which we'll talk about that in a second. You know, everybody that wants to stay on, they'll stay on for it, I'm sure. And I know you want to do it, so I'm having fun with you. Let's see. I guess a big one. So you have tasted the corporate life. And do you remember, I'm sure you do, when the transition was official to entrepreneurship freedom, that you called your own shots, that you were responsible for your results rather than another company that's laying you off? So this might be tough, but I know you can handle it. If you could, in one word, characterize your life as an entrepreneur.
Roller coaster.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Oh, man, that's a great one.
That was actually two words, I guess, but...
I put a hyphen in there, so it's still technically one.
Perfect.
Or we'll call it a coaster.
There we go.
Oh, I love it. What has set entrepreneurship apart for you, in a positive manner, from a corporate world life?
Just freedom to make my own decisions and be in charge of my life.
That's the word. Yes, and I wasn't trying to get you to say that word, but that is the common word I hear. I use a different one because I hear it so often. I wanted to be different, so I call it liberation. Liberation.
Yes.
I'm liberated. Nice. Fantastic. Let's see. Goodness sakes. All right, let's go. You talked a little bit about taking time off. What are other things you do for your hobbies? So just so people know, Robert, you're about to get on a plane right after this show and head where again?
I'm headed to Florida.
Okay, and you're in Alberta, Canada.
Correct.
And so you won't be there till well into tomorrow.
Correct.
And what are you doing there?
I'm going to do a five-day very intensive training, teaching people how to use accelerated learning or super learning from the stage and teaching the way I teach.
When are you coming to California, brother?
You know, I don't do much in North America anymore at the moment. I'm mainly overseas on my trainings, but, you know, anything's possible.
They're gain or loss, but hey, man, I'll keep nibbling at your heels there a little bit. See if we can get you over here. Phenomenal, because if I'd have known that sooner. Let's see. So you're back to it. You're going back. You're at your home now in Alberta with your nice big acreage and all that room and fun and relaxation. What do you do in your downtime when you're not on shows, when you're not traveling, when you're not on stage? What are the things you gravitate to just from a personal side? What do you enjoy doing? Because a lot of people want to know, like, successful people seem to be busy all the dang time. But what specifically are those things that help you to unwind a little bit?
You know, for me, family is very important. Mm. And I'll tell you, I learned when I came out of retirement, because I did take 3.5 years off because I was burnt out and went through my 2 back surgeries. I realized how important balance was. So for me, even though I train and fly about 200,000 miles a year, I still make sure I'm at home 6 months a year. And I will do it where I'm a month and a half, a month at a time, where I have nothing to do for events and stuff. And I'll do a little bit of business here and there because I designed an app. So we're building the second version out on that stuff. You know, I'm doing little things like that. But it's family time. And not just being here with my wife and all of our four-legged babies, but it's other family, because we both come from big families. And so it's about having time with family and relaxing and enjoying life and going camping and smelling the roses. Because I'm not your typical entrepreneur, Brian. I've gone the route of go, 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 go. And that doesn't work for me. I like to have the downtime, the relaxation time, where I can hop on my quad and go quadding. Look, some of my funnest times this winter in our new property, we now have a 200-foot driveway that's 60 feet wide at the widest, and it snows a lot here. And it was out there shoveling snow, just shoveling snow, because now I'm quieting my mind, I'm present, and most people, they'd be like, rah, 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 and I'm like, no, I'm having fun with this. And sometimes it snows deep enough, I put my blade on my quad, and I clear it that way. Other times I do it by hand because it's only a little bit. Other times I get the backpack blower and I blow it, because just like success and like life, different tools give you the same, you know, help you accomplish the results that you want. And one of the things I notice for people, they struggle so much, is they're using the wrong tool for the wrong job. Mm. But they're so bullheaded that they keep doing it over and over and over again, when if they make one little adjustment, their life would be a much happier life. And so that's why so many people that you perceive as successful seem like they're working all the time, is because they think they have to do it all on their own. They think they have to do everything by themselves, and they're using the wrong tools instead of leveraging and utilizing other people. And, you know, like my new book I'm about to write, I have a great student in India whose wordsmithing is phenomenal. So I said to her, I said, Vidushi, why don't you be my co-author? I'll send you all the recordings of what I want to say. You put it into beautiful words. And she's like, absolutely. Wow. She was thrilled to do it. because I'm now giving her an opportunity, because I'm not good at writing. I'm good at being in the moment and just speaking. So I record everything I say so that when any kind of brilliance comes through me, it's there. And now she's putting into book format, and I won't struggle writing a book, the second book, like I struggled writing the first one. Because I thought I had to do it all on my own. Yes. I was using the wrong tool.
That's another liberating moment. I went through a similar one. Go figure, right? It's like a theme here. So a couple things with that. My mentor basically recorded his two-day seminars, live seminars, and had them transcribed into a book. And it flowed. It's a great book. It's called The Big Boom by Mel Ethan Cutler. The editor did a phenomenal job to piece it together, because there has to be some work. And so you repurpose what you're already doing, just like you're doing. You're speaking. That's when it's at most powerful. When you're typing it, you're thinking about typing, and you're losing some of that gusto that goes with it. And the people that are bullheaded, boy, big fat bullhead for a long time. And the cool thing is, I'd learned from a mentor of mine, one of his secrets to success. Absolute secret. He said he was not a tech guy, and he had one of the biggest email lists on the planet. This is going back a decade when we didn't have social media, and that was the way, was email marketing. He said, and so that's very technical to get a list. You have to have websites, you have to have ways to drive them there. And back then it was a lot more difficult. And he said, Brian, I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow you away. If someone were to hold a gun to my head right now and ask me to write even a one-page website and put it up on the internet, I'd tell them they have to pull the trigger. And he did that for a point. He said, I want to tell you the secret how I became so successful. He said, I'm great at taking very complex things and making them simple. So I delegated all of that. Yep. And he got VAs, virtual assistants, from overseas very inexpensively. And I'm like, there's the ticket. And so, long story short, I ended up getting multiple apprentices from a Canadian company, just so happens, that it's a phenomenal idea of mostly young people just exiting college or getting near that, some older. But I've put together a system around apprentices. I've gone through 6 so far, and they've done phenomenal work. The thumbnails for my videos, they do video editing, they do transcription editing. And they learn a lot along the way. So the point of all that was, the moment I realized I could get help, and I did have help, it opened up a whole different channel in my brain. I'm like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
I don't have to say no all the time. I mean, I still want to be discerning, but I can now take on larger tasks because it's not me taking it on. And what a bang. You can tell, right? Yes. Oh, goodness. So I cannot implore upon everyone watching this enough. If you're still a solopreneur going it alone, if you're still like I was with a big bullhead like Robert, then just reach out. I'll help you with that. Robert can help you with that. Probably I'd be a better choice because Robert's not going to be, he's going to be in an airplane and busy. So no, Robert's a great guy. And by the way, taking notes, look at this. I've been taking notes on this show. There's proof. Look, family, double Perfect. Underscore. So you know that's from this show, Life Balance. Bullheaded. See that at the bottom. So I hope everyone else is taking notes because we're getting toward the end. We're actually at the end, but we have one more question. One more question, Robert. And it's kind of a big one. And I love it because I ask this of every guest on the show. And it's kind of a heavy hitter. And it's okay if you need to think about it a little bit. Does that sound cool?
Oh, the pressure.
I think I spot a bead of sweat? No, he's good. Actually, real quick, I promised everyone before we do that is how to enter to win that wonderful 5-night stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. I need to get this done so Robert can hit the airplane. So let's move over to that. And real quickly, this is how you enter to win. It's real simple. There's 2 ways. Either go to the internet, and now you have my approval, my permission. Open up a new tab in your browser if you're watching on a laptop or desktop, or if you're on your phone, use your phone. But either way, you can go to themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. Again, that's themindbodybusinessshow.com/vacation. And you just enter your information there. Or if you prefer, if it's easier, you can whip out your smartphone and type in the word PEAK, that's P-E-A-K, and you send that to the number 661-535-1624. Do this quickly because we're coming back to Robert with a big question. 661-535-1624 and type in the word PEAK, P-E-A-K. Do it now. Do it now. Don't delay. Did I happen to say do it now? Good. All right. We're back. So a couple things, Robert, real quick, is to kind of ease the pressure a bit. The cool thing with this question is there is no such thing as a wrong answer.
Oh, perfect.
In fact, the only correct answer is your answer because it's very personal. Is that cool?
Yep.
All right. Pressure's off. Yep. He got to wipe his forehead when we were out. He was off camera. That was pretty cool. No, I'm kidding. He was just cool as a cucumber. All right. Here we go. Getting kind of serious now. Are you ready for the big question?
Bring it on, my friend. Bring it on.
All right. Robert Raymond Riopel, how do you define success?
Success for me is having that balance in your life that we talked about. Having the great relationships, having your finances taken care of, having your health, having all those areas, because I believe you are a holistic person. So success is happiness, health, wealth, all of those things. It's not just one. And one's not more important than the other. It's about having that balance in all areas. And to kind of make it clear too, Brian, most people think balance is this. It's like, oh, I got to be perfectly balanced. That to me is not balance. Things are always going like this in your life. So to me, it's always about adjusting, 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 and allowing yourself permission to be out of balance every once in a while and making the adjustment. You don't have to be perfect.
You know, that is just beyond wise, and I'm not kidding there. That is amazing. I've never heard anyone describe it that way before, and that is perfect. The balance part where you're never – I love the sound effect, by the way. That was great. But yeah, it is. It's always doing this, ebb and flow. And sometimes it can slam one way, and other times it'll slam the other way. But there's all, if, as long as you're aware of it and you're always attempting to achieve some sort of balance without trying to be perfect, then you can have a very cool life. And to a person, everyone I've asked this same question, Robert, not a single person has answered it in the same exact way. I know it's going to happen, but it still hasn't. You're the next unique answer, and I'm going to compile all these and put them into a book. I don't know if you'd want to be part of that, but I'm going to do that at some point. I'll get your permission, of course, ahead of time. Just found it very, very intriguing. And I noticed the very first thing that came to your mind was balance in your life. And what I find incredibly intriguing, especially for those that are guests on my show, because everyone that comes on my show is successful and has achieved success. And again, that's a very personal word. But the thing is, not a single person came out by saying money. You know, when I made my first $2 million, man, then when I hit $2 million, I felt I was successful. I don't know why I'm going into a Western thing, but you know, it's like Texas, and you said you have those four-legged friends. Maybe that's why. But no one went down that path, right? No one, including you. At the very end, you mentioned wealth, but it was the last word in a long list. You said health, relationships, so many other things, and then at the very bottom, and then there's wealth, and then you went on. It's like to a person. So that's the thing. People who are struggling live in a world of scarcity, and because of that, they're focused on the money because that's the key to get them to the point where they can be freer, and we all get that. We've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. Some have been there several times. That's okay. Before we let you go, thank you for that, by the way. That was very powerful, very powerful. Hope everyone's taking voracious notes. I want to give a quick plug or let you give a quick plug for your book that I read just recently. Right on cue. How did you do that? Yes, Success Left a Clue by Robert Raymond Riopel. How does one go about getting one of those bad boys? I know how I did it, but I want for you to have the opportunity to tell folks how to do that. I put a picture of it on the screen there too.
Yeah, you know, right now it's available Amazon.com or Amazon.ca. Is it two ways you can get it? You can get it either in the physical version or it is in the ebook version as well. And of course, with your prompting, I'm going to look at what it's going to take to get it in Audible because I'm definitely intrigued about that. But that's the best way to get it. And if you go to my website, successleftaclue.com, I hope it's not there anymore. I got to check, but you might be able to order a copy there. But I'd rather you go through Amazon. It's just a lot easier. Oh, it is still there. Now, Brian, I lost you. I cannot hear you, so.
Well, it would help if I turned up my microphone, wouldn't it? So it's like I was saying that you know, that nobody was listening. No, it was me. I was muted. So go to Amazon and just click quantity of five then, or six then, and if that's what you prefer. But I wanted to show people your beautiful website, successleftaclue.com. A lot of resources there, so please check them out there. And finally, Robert, if you don't mind, what is the best way for folks to get a hold of you personally, if you're okay with them reaching out to you?
Easiest way is on my fan page on Facebook.
Okay.
And if they want to message me, they can message me. I'm always answering questions for my students and stuff as I travel around the world. Of course, I do videos. You know, you never know. I might be in a business lounge and I might just have an idea and I just start doing a video, or I type a little note or something like that. So Facebook is the easiest way. Just on my fan page, hit like and follow me there.
And what was the fan page again?
Just put my name in, Robert Riopel fan page.
Gotcha. And yep. Just put that in the search and you'll find him. You can't miss him. Robert, man, I want to tell you, I so appreciate you taking the time. I know you got to jump on a plane and head down south to good old Florida. Appreciate you. Can't wait to meet you in person, and, you know, experience your brilliance from stage and your training. I know that's got to happen. So I wanted to, thank you, number one, and everyone watching and listening, whether you're here live right now with us, thank you so much. So many are commenting. I didn't want to take time from you and go through all the comments there, but appreciate everyone that's here live, the likes and loves and comments and everything that they're bringing to the show. Your time is valuable as well. But that's it. We're done. The show is over. We have to say goodbye. I have separation anxiety right now. I don't want to stop, but we have to, because Robert has to hit the plane. Oh, look at those loves and likes. I love it. Robert, thank you once again, my friend. I so appreciate you. I can't wait till we meet again, and this time in person. So, yeah, we got to get Audible going, number one, and number two, another seminar in California, all right?
Sounds good. As soon as I know, I will let you know, my friend. And thank you for
fantastic.
Having me. Appreciate it.
All right. For Robert Raymond Riopel, this is Brian Kelly, host of the Mind Body Business Show. We'll be back again next week. Can't wait for it. We'll see you then. Until then, be blessed, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show. With Brian Kelly.